Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's so awesome to be here with God's breath in our lungs. As I always say, His blood is running through our veins. He woke us up this morning for a divine purpose, and He's got a plan for our life that is better than our plan. You know, sometimes we try and take the bull by the horns, or we won't take our hands off the wheel, and we are just win at all costs mentality, and you know, it's just doggy dog and all that stuff. And you know what? If this pause time hasn't changed you, nothing will. It certainly has changed me. And as I've been saying every week, that I have made some changes in my life to, you know, really give myself more time with God. And that's what we need to do. Be in the world, not of it. Because I'll tell you, being of the world, it's a mess right now. It's a mess. It's surreal when you think of what's going on, but also, you know, there are invisible forces, and they're making it's making people crazy right now. You know, the enemy is always at work, and literally I choose to just keep my eyes on Jesus, really, and be in the world but not of it. So with that said, we're going to talk about what we always talk about this week, which is faith, family, food, fitness, finance, all of that. And so grateful to be able to do that. So today, when we come back from our indoor sponsors, we're going to be talking with Carrie Carnelli. Of course, the Carrie and Robbie show is on pause right now as Carrie had her baby, and she had that baby early, and God is just working. I mean, this baby is absolutely beautiful. She is just precious, baby Anna. So we're going to check in with Carrie. I've been talking with her, you know, all along, and just let you know how she's doing, how the baby's doing. And then later on in the show, we'll talk with health coach Tracy Robert, and she's got an inspirational story. She's loves Jesus, and she's a cancer thriver. We're going to talk a lot about, you know, staying well and our healthcare, you know, focusing on healthcare, not sick care, which I've been talking about for 40 years. And also later on in the show, Anne Marie Landel joins me, my sidekick and my fellow health coach. And we are just, we're just so grateful for where God has us right now. And we are, we've made some changes and we've done a lot of things that you'll hear about in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, really, God has been moving, and it's been, I'm just so grateful for that. Listen, I know a lot of you are asking me about the gyms right now, and everybody is asking me, Robbie, what the heck is going on? Well, what the heck is going on with the world? We kind of know everything is surreal right now. Everything is crazy. We went out to dinner last night. Of course, we had, you know, we're asked to wear a mask to our table, but we could take it off when we get to the table, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And by the way, I never thought chicken wings were food, but I don't agree with our governor right now. So anyway, it's just nuts. But you know what? It is what it is. We need to keep praying, people. We just need to be praying, people. And, you know, in terms of the gym, yeah, you know, I miss it, but honestly, there's so much that we can talk about outside the gym, which was what's going on. Let's just focus on doing what we can right now to keep ourselves healthy, to keep our immune system up, and really to be spiritually fit. That's where it's at, people. So listen, I have a message from Amy Buemi, and we'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon, very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their 3 convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And if you're just joining us, thank you so much. I love the fact that you guys reach out to me during the week and give me feedback and say hello and tell me how you are loving the shows and all of that. You know, it helps me to connect with you even if you don't call on the show. And I know one person you do miss, and that is Carrie Cardinelli, the very own Carrie Cardinelli. Shop is with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we miss you, Carrie.
I know. I miss everyone, too. I've been in lockdown basically since March and now continuing because I've got a little preemie. But, yeah, I know. I miss everyone, too.
Well, you know, first of all, again, you know, if people are just joining us and they don't know, our show, the Carrie and Robbie show, is on pause because you had your little one a little early. And how early were you? I forgot.
33 weeks.
Okay, so you were at 33 weeks. So, you know, pretty early. But Carrie, when I see her in these pictures, and you just posted some this morning, what an incredible miracle it is.
I know.
She's perfect.
I know. And she's a pleasant baby. Like, that's what my mom keeps saying. My mom's been helping us, and she's like, she's just very pleasant. She just, you hold her, and she just stares. We stare at each other. We have stare down. And she's, you know, acknowledging, I could tell she sees me, and it is a miracle. And I'm just, I don't know, beyond grateful. My heart is bursting. I feel like this is the ultimate blessing in my life. And I feel like, too, this is like my greatest accomplishment. You know, I'm like, I've done a lot of things in my life. You know, I was moving and grooving and doing all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, we prayed to get pregnant. God allowed us to get pregnant. He blessed us with Anna. And I just look at her and I think, I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
From here on out, it's like, you know, everything's going to be, you know, a nice blessing, but this is the top. This is definitely the top.
Well, it's our highest calling to be a parent. And, you know, when you're in the midst of it, you're just, you know, trying with your sleep deprivation and everything else to, you know, keep up. But you realize how, you know, if you don't know that there's a God, when you see a birth, you realize if you didn't know that before, you know it then, right? I mean, because it's such a miracle. And
I'm watching too, like how from when she was born, she was, you know, 3 pounds, 9 ounces. Now she's just tipping almost to the seven pound mark. And, but so she's gained 3 pounds in, you know, a month and a half. But I'm looking at her, I was feeding her yesterday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, even her fingers grew. Of course they're going to grow, but it amazes me that it's like, wow, they were so tiny in the NICU, and now it's like she's got these chubby little fingers. I'm like, wow, it's just amazing to see how humanity takes form, honestly.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
In just God's miracle. But, you know, she's perfect, and how are you doing?
I'm not perfect, that's for sure. She's doing great. I'm doing okay. I'm, you know, I feel like all I do is complain about my health conditions.
Like,
when did it become such a pity party? But I don't know. You know, my body is really struggling to recover. And, you know, but my doctors are on top of everything. And I'm really trying to take it easy more than I am, which I'm like, I don't know how much more I can take it easy. People are like, you need to take it easy. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm literally not doing anything. But, you know, I finally am coming out of a weird fog. I mean, if any, you know, whoever's listening, you've had a baby, then, you know, maybe you struggled with postpartum, maybe depression, maybe you didn't. You know, I did for about a month. I mean, honestly, it was like this weird depression, anxiety. And I told you last time, I think I had this crazy fear of dying, which I've never had in my life. I'm like, you know, I know where I'm going, but I had this moment when I was in the hospital. I'm like, I could die. And I'm like, where is this even coming from? And so, you know, I've really been pressing into the Lord, and he's just pulling that fear away and he's replacing it with him. And that's all I could do. And it is working, because I'm coming out of that, you know, postpartum fog.
Well,
I'm grateful for.
Yes, praise God. But, you know, I mean, our hormones when we have a baby are crazy. And, you know, it's no joke that your body has gone through so much. You know, and the sleep deprivation doesn't help. It doesn't help, you know, your hormones. It doesn't help your health. It doesn't help your mood. And so it's all real. I mean, a lot of women deal with that. But, you know, just thank God that you know the one who holds it all together, right? I mean, you know, the fact that you know Jesus, it changes everything.
And honestly, I think, too, just the blessing of everything that's happened over the year, as much as it's been turmoil, you know, with the pandemic, there's blessings in it. For me, I've had to find blessings in it, and the blessings are it's really slowed me down, and it's created a almost like a bubble of simplicity in my life right now, where I am not called to do anything else but this, to be at home and take care of Anna and my husband, and for us to build a family. I mean, we're still freshly married, so, you know, but that's my calling right now. And it took me a while to transition into that mentally, because when you're going, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, everything sort of is put to a halt, which all of us were put to a halt, right?
Right.
But now I think what's beautiful coming out of it is, well, okay, God, so now what? You know, what does this look like? And he's like, well, I'll tell you when it's time to tell you. But right now, you've been called to this, and there's just so much peace and simplicity. Simplicity is the word that I keep coming up with.
And
for me to embrace simplicity takes a lot.
I know, you and me both. I mean, I feel I can relate, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, having a puppy is not having a, like having a baby, but.
Well, little Luigi is a little, he could be, he crossover into human.
Yes, I'll tell you, it has been a blessing to me. And as you said, you know, as terrible as this whole pandemic and pause, the pause is just as bad, if not worse, because, you know, because we're so concerned about the economy and you know, the whole reason for all of this. But the process is taking us, you know, it has a purpose, right? Everything that we're going through right now has a purpose, and we have to trust God even when it does not make sense. And nothing makes sense right now in terms of the world. But, you know, the fact of the matter is God has that perfect plan. And so when you look at that baby in the middle of the night when everybody else is sleeping, I know it changes you. And, you know, I've been there because I have two children of my own. And and it's not a bad thing to want to, you know, to be slowed down. I have been slowed down and I realized I like it. And so I'm trying to slow down a little bit more, and I'm making some changes.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and two, I think, I don't know, I've said this before. I feel like we were out of control.
We were.
I feel like the world was, even as Christians, we were out of control. Like, I mean, you and I were in it. You know, there's this rat race going on out there where you're trying to be something and you're trying to create something. And this climb to the top got a little out of hand. And I do believe that throughout all this shutdown, that God, there was a blessing there for us to sort of pull back and, you know, remember what's really important.
Yeah,
and, and for a lot of us to really, you know, to I don't know, take a look at our lives and say, okay, what belongs, what doesn't, and what's important. I was talking to my mom. She's like, you know, we all want to do all these grand things, but she's like, at the end of the day, what's really important is family, community, you know, and just, you know, living healthy lives, really.
Yes.
In all different aspects, you know, not even just physical, but all aspects.
Right. And in focusing more on our spiritual, you know, fitness rather than our physical fitness or our, you know, I was just talking about this in the intro, winning at all costs. I mean, there's still people around me that have that mentality, not around me, but, you know, there are people I know who are just, you know, I'm, you know, game on, I'm going to win at all costs. Go for it. Go for it. Because this life is not all there is. Decrease me, increase Jesus. Okay. I don't want to be a part of it. And honestly, I want to be in the world, not of it. I've said that from, you know, the day I came out of the womb. Got me
well,
be in the world.
There's such a fight out there. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm with you on it. I feel like I've been fighting for a long time, and I know what I'm supposed to fight for. I'm supposed to fight to be a witness. I know that.
Yes.
In every area of my life. Like, that is my job. Like, my goal, my mission is to be a witness, is to spread the love of Jesus and to spread the knowledge of who he is, to let people know who he is. It's the gospel. That's what we're all called to do.
Right.
And so when we take that up above and beyond and we start getting into weird, you know, thought processes and just like breaking things down, for me, when I get into that, I get lost.
Yeah.
So I still come back to it's, you know, and I've always done this, even as a life coach, even when I was speaking, even about homosexuality, all this stuff and dealing, you know, working in ministry, it comes down to one-on-one. It comes down to relationships. It doesn't come down to platform anymore. It comes down to relationships.
Amen.
And so, you know, it's about really taking the time to talk to someone, get to know someone. It's not about this this push for platform anymore. It's really about, hey, you know, let's connect, let's communicate. Like, are you okay? Where are you at? And so again, it always comes back to one-on-one, and it always comes back to one-on-one with the Lord.
Right.
And if you can't get one-on-one with him, if you're so lost in the craze out there,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone is on both sides. It's
right.
Outrageous on both sides. And and I say both sides because there really are two sides. I mean, one extreme to the other. But just, I encourage people that are in that extreme to just take a step back and allow your emotions to be set in a place for now and find some truth in the word and sit on that for a little bit. Chew on that as opposed to chewing on the truth that the world is spitting at you, because it is just, it's too much. It's too much. And you're going to go out of control and you're going to feel lost. And then the moment you feel lost, you're going to feel distant from the Lord, and then you're back at square one.
Right. And, you know, the enemy has a foothold in all of that. And so when we start, you know, worrying about the love of money and, you know, all of that, it's not of God. And so I was grateful for the pause, because it really made me realize again what I've always felt is I want to be in the world but not of it, and I don't want a part of it. Take it, you know? So I think that, you know, a puppy, I was just watching the wind with him. He's so amazed by the wind, Carrie. And I take him outside. The trees are blowing, and he's amazed by that. Aww. He just sits there and watches it. And I'm like, gee, I had never even watched the wind before. It's like, okay, I want this life. I want to have more time with God. And so Anne-Marie and I are grateful because, you know, we're working, but we have made some changes in all aspects going to allow us to have more time with the one who created the universe and everything in it, including us. So,
And I've been there. When I say this, I've been on the side too.
Yeah.
And I know you have, and a lot of people listening have, where you're fighting to be something. You're fighting to be, like, acknowledged for something.
Right.
And I, because I've been on that side, I know now, It comes down to me, my identity, you know, it comes down to, well, who am I really? Like, why am I fighting to be something in this world? You know, what is it that's missing in my life? What is missing in my heart? Like, there's something that's been cut out and I need to replace it. And so, I just think the strife has to slow down. It still has to slow down. And I see it too everywhere. And, you know, I guess I'm grateful for a baby and it's slowing me down. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you're going to slow me down. And then I know he'll rev me up again, because I'm meant to do things in this world. I know that. I know that he's given me a voice, and I know that he's given me, a love for him and really a transformed life that, you know, I'm not interested in it just sitting on the sideline. I want to use it to show people that he is real and he can change people. But, you know, it's on his timeline.
And he has already, he has already used you and me for me, the last 40 years, for you, the last however many years it's been.
Yeah.
And we don't need to fight for our place anymore. He's blessed us for putting him first. And now we can just sit back and let him do his work and really, you know him and let him be known. And it's an awesome place to be, because he's given us the gifts, he's given us the platforms, and he's really continues to use us, but he's now given you a time of rest, which is what you've needed to do and be there for precious baby Anna.
So I know, she's sweet.
Gosh, we could have a whole show on this. Okay, so when you have time, because I know you have to feed her. I'm going to have you back, and we got so much to talk about, Carrie. Even though we're not doing the Carrie and Robbie show, we can have the Carrie and Robbie show here. So
yes,
listen,
<we can. laughs>
you know, we have a lot to talk about, and I'm going to bring you back. But if you haven't seen baby Anna, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, follow Carrie. Her pictures are gorgeous. Sarah Bridgman took some amazing pictures of her.
And they were on her iPhone. She just did a quick little iPhone shoot.
That's incredible. She's just amazing.
I know.
All right, girlfriend, listen.
All right, Robbie, love you.
I love you too, and I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to, just connect when we have more time. I know we have less time right now, but listen, I love you. We miss you, and I'm praying for you, and let me pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. Thank you for the miracle of life. You knit baby Anna together in Carrie's womb, Lord, and you made her perfect in your image, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. We can't wait to see what you do through Anna, Lord. You've already done so much through Carrie, Lord. We can't wait to what you do through Anna. And Lord, I ask you to continue to help Carrie heal. I ask you to continue to pour your Holy Spirit over her, Lord Jesus, and help her to be healthy, help the baby to be healthy, Lord. And I ask you that you bless this family abundantly in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, girlfriend. Well, listen.
Give Luigi a big kiss.
I will. He likes to kiss me, but I don't like licks. Okay. All right. So listen, I will talk to you soon. God bless you, honey. I love you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Listen, we have so much to talk about with Tracy Robert and Anne-Marie Lando coming up, two health coaches. Tracy's got an incredible story of how she is a cancer thriver. We're going to be talking about taking care of yourself. Self-care is important, guys, both mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, of course. And, you know, there's just so much more to talk about. So listen, I want to tell you about Turning Tides Financial. If you have not called them to tell them you're a friend of mine, you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. You can get a free consultation from them. With everything going down right now in our economy, I don't know why you're not calling, but give them a call because they have helped so many people, thousands of people. I'm telling you, these people. Katie and Julian Lipo, they know what they're talking about. Katie Weeple has helped us tremendously, my husband and I, and Julianne as well, and they have so much knowledge. Plus, they love the Lord. So listen, I want you to give them a call. Let them know you heard it on The Raw Truth and get some help with your finances. If you don't have any money, why not? Give them a call. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo, North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold.
Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Ravi taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And just because the gyms aren't open here, I hope you are still working out. Don't forget, I teach my Zoom fitness classes 3 days a week. And yes, I know, we need to have a whole show about the gym thing. I don't understand it either. If we can make arrangements and follow guidelines in every other industry and every other place of business, then we can do it in the gyms too. I get it. It's not going to be the same when we go back, of course. I wish it was, but you know, I'm sure that it's going to change. But listen, we have to maintain our level of fitness for health reasons, and we have to eat right and exercise and boost our immune system. Tracy Robert joins me today. She's a good friend of mine from, I forgot where she lives right now, but I know you were from Buffalo, right?
I sure was. I live in Frisco, Texas now.
Oh, wow. So you guys are going through a lot over there. Well, welcome.
Thank you, Robbie.
Well, I'm so grateful that you joined us today. And of course, you are, the CEO of Mosaic. Is it Mosaic Fitness and Nutrition?
Yes.
And you are, you just help empower women over 40 to glow up. I love that. And have a healthy life and a healthy body and all of that. So, Tracy, tell our listeners a little bit about your story and what you went through, because I know you're a cancer thriver.
I am a cancer thriver, and I love that because we're more than just a survivor. We're thrivers.
That's right.
So, yeah, I got cancer in 2015. I was diagnosed with colorectal cancer, and this is after 20 years of living a really clean lifestyle, working out 4 or 5 days a week. And out of that, I ended up with a permanent colostomy. So it just completely altered my life. But I was really determined to figure out, you know, how do I reclaim my health again? How do I retrain my body back to the life that I wanted to live? And so now it's my goal to help other people just to get out of their own way and help them find that same path. And it's a journey. I mean, it's taken me quite a few years to figure a lot of things out with my gut health, as well as with my physical health. But I've made so many strides since we last talked back in 2018, even.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. By the way, I love all your videos on social media. You crack me up, girl. When I don't get to surf like social media. People always say, "Did you see my post?" And I'm like, you know what? I did not see your post, because I may post something, but I don't have time to read people's posts.
You know, I am like that too. And I really like, lately I talk in TikTok. I mean, that is where I like to go. It is the most fun social platform I have ever been on. It really helps me to show my personality, and it's just super fun. I love it.
Well, I purposely, do look you up, because you make me laugh, and we need laughter. It's good medicine. But, you want to talk today about how to reclaim and retrain your health.
Yes.
out of the quarantine. And of course, for, you know, months and weeks here, I've been talking about avoiding the quarantine 15 and also boosting your immune system and all of that. But you have some simple things to tell people, yes?
I definitely do. Yeah, I think, you know, it's not easy, but it's worth it. You know, we have to kind of cut through all the uncertainty and the discomfort of our time and figure out how we can at least appreciate and enjoy the journey if we can on this road of like who we were and who we're becoming.
Right.
So, you know, my experience with my own gut health issues kind of led me along this journey. And so when I was kind of thinking, you know, here's the things that I would want to tell people is number one, awareness. You know, we need to become more aware of our thoughts and our habits. And that helped me to see my blind spots, to see what it was that I wasn't really understanding so that I could work on those things. So what I found out in 2018, after 20 some years of suffering with IBS, that I had something called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. I found out about 80% of people with IBS actually have SIBO. And so that was huge for me to uncover, but it was really me continuing to be aware of my health, myself, you know, my gut health, and then be able to find a comprehensive plan to help me start to heal.
Right.
So I think the same thing while we're in quarantine, you know, staying aware of those things that are, you know, kind of taking us down, you know, when we're stressed out, when we're feeling like we don't want to work out, you know, keep awareness, like keep your head above water of your own mindset. The second thing is boundaries. And I tell people, you know, what boundaries do you have for yourself so you don't start to fall into those distraction slumps, you know, losing time on social media, TV, maybe calling someone instead of spending, you know, maybe time alone that you need to. I mean, it's good we have a social network, but I think it is good to kind of spend some time to kind of sort through what's going on right now and figure out what your next best steps are.
You know, absolutely.
As a fitness person, yeah, you know this. I mean, we're usually around people and in the gym and training people. And it's like, okay, I have to go virtual. I don't even like the internet or the computer, but I have to learn how to go virtual.
Well, so, you know, you do need to make changes. And I mean, fortunately for Anne-Marie and I, we were doing a lot of things virtually anyway, but that was, you know, it wasn't new for us. But the fact of the matter is I was just talking about with Carrie Carnelli, it did cause us to pause and rethink of where we wanted to go in the future. And and also spending more time with God, which is utmost importance.
And having those boundaries for yourself so that you're able to make sure you're cultivating time, you know, with God, with your family, not just numbing yourself when you're feeling overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
You know, the third thing I would say is, you know, choosing to move, like move your body daily. And honestly, after everything I've been through, it's like this is going to look different if you're disabled, if you're injured, you're sick, or you're well. So, you know, maybe beating up yourself in the gym sometimes becomes another way to numb our pain. You know, sometimes just going for a walk or doing a yoga class or doing something that is self-care, but you're moving your body just to get yourself moving. And I think that overall can be just such a brain changer.
Yes. I mean, I don't know what I would have done without the fact that I have this community on Zoom Fitness. You know, it's just as much mental as it is physical to be connected with these people and be able to maintain our little tribe that we have. It's not little, but you know, our tribe in having this fitness group keep going during this whole thing. But moving our body daily is paramount. If people haven't started, it's not too late today, guys. You've got to do it, and it will help you both not only physically but mentally as well.
Absolutely. Retraining your mind. You know, I've always been pretty intentional about retraining my mindset. And I think over the years, I've gotten better at it. I'm more aware of my thinking. So I'm able to kind of, you know, like the Bible says, it says, take every thought captive to Christ. And when I think about that, it's like literally God is telling us we have the power to take those thoughts captive. And we have the power to be able to surrender those negative thoughts. And a lot of times I feel like when I meet with somebody, they really don't realize that they have just as much power to go to the gym and work out those muscles as they do over their brain health. And that they have the, you know, capability to take the negative, the counterproductive, the fruitless thoughts and just literally turn them inside out towards like wisdom and productivity and gratitude.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. And then I would say the last thing is just, you know, who are the closest five people around you, you know, in the relationships you have? Like, are you growing? Are you thriving? You know, looking for the relationships that that person also plays that tennis game with you of like they're interested in growing and changing. They can meet you where you're at, but they won't let you sit in those like murky waters of grief for too long, right? Like
right. Yeah.
You want somebody who can meet you, but you also want somebody who's going to challenge you and who's going to say, you know, I know that it's this has been a really difficult time, especially those that have lost their jobs, those that have are just struggling, you know, right now with just everything that's happening. Especially those extroverts, you know, how do they, you know, continue to be productive in their life when they feel isolated? But it's those trusted people that you have given permission to in your life to speak and to hold you higher, I think is really important to just reclaim your health out of this quarantine.
Absolutely. I mean, again, another silver lining, no matter how terrible this whole thing has been for our country, for our economy, all of that. The fact of the matter is it's caused us to look at those people closest to us, as you said. And for me, you know, think about the people that aren't that close to us that, you know, when someone right. shows you who they are, believe them, you know? I mean, there are people, I think, that are in our lives that we don't really see their heart until we have a chance to pause and really yeah. look at what's going on and then say, you know what? I am going to stick with the people who know God, want him to be known, and who, you know, who are, don't have ulterior motives. Let's just put it that way. You know, it really, yeah. it's important to look at those relationships around us because they do affect who we are. And honestly, at this stage of the game, you don't need them. So
right,
it's important.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and not to sound terrible, but, you know, really, this pause that we've been on has been so difficult, but there has been good that's come out of it. And as you talk about being aware, having boundaries, choosing to move your body, being intentional, retraining your mind, a lot of these things we talk about on our podcast, Carrie Spring and I have a podcast, A Real Raw Truth podcast. We've been talking about being intentional. And then the growth in relationships and letting go of yeah. those that are working against us, those that are, you know, out for themselves. Let's just put it that way, you know. Because really, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, he will direct our paths. And of course, you know, his word says, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And there's, as I said earlier, spiritual warfare around us. So we've got to stay in the word. And if this hasn't giving you the realization that that is the most important thing through all of this, then you need to just be still and know he's God. I mean, sounds cliche, but just be still. He will direct
you. Well,
be still
is hard. I think most of us like to move, don't
we? Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think that was the gift of cancer for me in 2015, that I feel like I'm the CEO of flexibility because during this time of uncertainty, I feel comfortable.
Yes.
I think because I've had to, it wasn't just cancer. I mean, as we talked about, you know, my husband had gotten sick, you know, after, and then it was just this maze of trying to figure out what was going on with his health, and then I'm trying to recover. And so, yeah, I feel like the CEO of flexibility and uncertainty. And so navigating this time, you know, I think there's that nudging from the Lord sometimes that's like, Tracy, use your voice. Like, now's the time. You understand this. You know how to do this. Like, mm-hmm. don't just sit and be quiet. Like, I keep hearing that. And I'm like, okay, like, I need to just get that message out there. And I do that a lot through, you know, trying to be positive and inspiring people.
Absolutely. And he's given us knowledge. That's why I can't keep quiet about the knowledge that I've gained over the last 40 years. I can keep quiet about other things that, you know, I don't want to be negative and I don't want to cause more anxiety in people. And I don't want to, you know, faith over fear, of course, I've been talking about that for months. But, you know, at the same time, when we know something about taking care of this temporary hirsute, which you and I and Anne-Marie, who's waiting to come on, knows, we have to speak out and we have to help others. So be still, know he's God. And at the same time, use the gifts he's given you and the experience that he's given us. He's given us those experiences and the years of experience for a reason. Tracy, we're going to have you back.
Definitely. I would love to be back. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get to talk about some immunity, but the one thing I would say about boosting your immune system is fasting. That would be my
absolutely
suggestion.
That is, you know, part of our regimen. And of course, you know, zinc and vitamin C and all of that I've been talking about for months here. But yes, fasting, even a detox, of course, which means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But, you know, we definitely have to take action on that and be our own health advocate, which I know you are. Tracy Robert, the fit chick of cancer thriver, as you call yourself, fitness and nutrition coach. I love it. Listen, we will be in touch. I'm going to have you back.
Definitely.
We'll talk more about boosting our immune system and all of that.
Let's do it. I would love that, Robbie.
All right. Excellent. God bless you, girl.
All right. All right. Go Bills.
We'll talk. Yeah. We hope so. Talk all to right. you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. Listen, we're going to go to Notaro Chiropractic. When we come back, Anne-Marie Landell on the line. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon. Very soon, I hope, at one of our seven locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Are you in the Buffalo, New York area and need to get your bike fixed, tuned up, or repaired at your convenience, but don't have the time or a way to take your bike to a traditional bike shop? Spin and Grin is a convenient and time-saving solution. Spin and Grin is a mobile bike shop that comes directly to you. Have a flat tire or need a complete annual tune-up? Spin and Grin can handle it. Or do you need a brand new bike assembled from scratch? They can do that too. Plus, they'll give your brand new bike a tune-up while they're at it. Spin and Grin can build, fix, and maintain any brand, style, or age of bicycle, all while coming directly to you. Book your easy and convenient appointment now at spingrin.us. That's S-P-I-N-G-R-I-N.us. grin.us or call or text 716-406-7294.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie@RobbieRaw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
Well, talking about choosing who you decide to be around and people who help you grow. Anne-Marie Landell, I am so grateful for you, girl. I just love you to death. We're not only business partners, but you are an incredible friend, and I just want to thank you for being there for me. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Check is going to be in the mail.
You can pay me later. No, it's true. It's true, yeah. Anne-Marie. People don't realize, honestly, it's hard to be in business together for some people, but you make it really easy. I'll tell you, I'm just grateful for you every single day.
Well, thank you so much. I think, as we've said many times, we're like two peas in a pod. We just fit very well together, and we complement each other in what we do, and we just love what we do, and we both love God as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the biggest, the most important thing about us. You and I have, we have decided over this pause thing. We have been planning, and we have a new location to announce soon, and all of this stuff. But listen, we have been helping people boost their immune system. Of course, we know how important eating right, exercising, and getting our rest, which I wasn't getting for several weeks with little Luigi. But of course, vitamin D is important. And we know that zinc's important. And we know that vitamin C is important. And the research is out in a lot of these. Elderberry, of course, medicinal mushrooms, and also so many different immune-boosting supplements like the OPC that Dr. D was talking about a couple of weeks ago. And there's just so much that we can do to be proactive with our health and to boost our immune system during a time like this. And really, for us, it hasn't been at such a time as this. It's always been our lifestyle for many, many, many decades that we have been doing this. And I am grateful that we are able to help our patients, because so many people don't realize the difference between the supplements that are out there, the regular supplements, which have binders and fillers on them. And, as nurses, we call them bedpan bullets, and the difference between the isotonics, which we have at Raw Truth Integrative Health, which are bioavailable to your body within 5 minutes, and allow me to take my energy from 0 to 300 with our vitamin B and all of that. But, in boosting our immune system, we are blessed to be able to help people, with this. And so, in terms of supplementation, of course, when we work at the physician's office or we work at our office, one of the things that people seem to not understand is the importance of supplementation. And what do you tell them?
Well, people think that they can get a lot of their nutrients through the food. And what I say is that, food has changed throughout the years, and so we're not necessarily getting the nutrition today that we did back maybe in the 70s.
Absolutely.
So we need to get at least the bare minimal nutritional value into our body, and a great way to do that, one of the best ways to do it, food is good, but I do know that if I take a multivitamin, a good multivitamin, which is what we sell, isotonics, that my body does respond very well to it, and I'm getting at least the minimal daily requirements. And actually, what we take gives you more than the minimal
And I just, we both feel great because we're getting all the things that we need to get us through our day. Plus, I know I'm not going to be lacking in any of those vitamins or minerals. I know my body's going to be fulfilled, and nutritionally, it'll be fed those right vitamins.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, it's really food is different.
Yeah. Well, the soil's different. Our food is different. And it's an insurance policy, really. I mean, you know, there's
right.
15 of the best supplements to boost your immune system right now that we have that we can help people with. And Anne-Marie, I cannot believe Solomon's about ready to tell me we got a few minutes or so. We're going to have to talk about this again. But one of the things that you crack me up about is whenever I say, I'm feeling a little tired today or whatever because I did a, you know, 60-mile bike ride, you'll say, did you take your vitamins, Robbie? And I'm like, do you know what you're talking to? But I love that about you. And that is so important. I think that, you know, yesterday I had a cancer patient come to my office and, you know, picked up a bunch of supplements. Thank you, Solomon. Pick up a bunch of supplements. And I sat there and told her, listen, it's an insurance policy for you. And certainly eat healthy, get your rest, drink enough water, eat immune boosting foods, all of which we've been talking about on WKBW's TV and this show for decades. But the insurance policy of supplementation is, it just gives us what we don't get in our food. And we can't always, hey, if your body doesn't make it, you must take it. So listen, Anne-Marie, will you come back?
Absolutely. I'd love to come back anytime, Robbie.
Thank you. We're going to have to continue this conversation. And listen, you guys, I want you to have a wonderful week. Remember, God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. Anne-Marie, I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Thanks for joining us today. I love you.
Oh, you take care.
All right. God bless.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You guys have a wonderful week. Once again, remember, God commands the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. And whether you eat or you drink, do it all for the glory of God. We'll see you right back here next week.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.